get started, let's open in prayer. Father, we come before you. We thank you for another opportunity to look into your word. We thank you for the reminders it gives us. We thank you for the instruction it gives us. And we thank you for the fact that you have given it to us so that we can know the things that you expect of us. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning I'm going to talk about something that is not new. We should all be very well aware of it. Nothing earth-shattering, but a reminder. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, we're going to start in verse 8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all of his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles. And then drop down to verse 23. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be held in awe above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, O clans of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Giving thanks. I know I'm a little early. Thanksgiving isn't until a month and a half, almost 2 months away. But it's always a good reminder to give thanks, is it not? So what are some of the things that we as children of God should do? Well, I already gave you one, give thanks. As children of God, our response to him, one of those things is to give thanks. And I can look at verse 8 where we started our reading. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. This should be something that is constantly in our mind, constantly part of our actions of the day, giving thanks to the Lord. We should give thanks when we wake up. We should give thanks when we go to bed. We should give thanks throughout the day. A mindset of thanksgiving should constantly be in our hearts and our minds. We should give thanks when things are going well, when things are going great. And we should also give thanks when things are going horribly wrong in our minds. Philippians tells us, give thanks in everything. We're also supposed to sing to the Lord. And we see that in verse 9. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. If you can sing in tune with perfect pitch, sounding beautifully, sing to the Lord. If you sing more like me and you pass the tune and the pitch periodically, make a joyful noise to the Lord. He still enjoys it. Thankfully, he can interpret that noise into praise. I don't know how. He's a miracle-working God. Praise him. Give glory to God. Verse 10, glory in his holy name. We have to declare who God is. We give him glory by doing that. We declare what he has done. How do we give glory? For those of you that at some point in time in your life have been in love, had a special someone, what was one of the things that you would do or still do, hopefully? You tell your loved one the things you love about them. That's what this is talking about. We tell God the things we love about him. We're to seek the Lord. Verse 11, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. We must pursue him. He's not hard to find, but we do have to pursue him. Right? Matthew talks about knocking, seeking, finding. There has to be that pursuit. Verse 12 says we are to remember His wondrous works, the wondrous works He has done and His miracles. It's good to recount to ourselves and to those around us, fellow believers, the wonderful works that God has done. The things that He's done in our own lives, the way that He's worked, the miracles He's done. But then we can also recount the things that we as a body corporately experience, the blessings He has given to us. So that's what we're to do. Give thanks, sing, give glory, seek the Lord, and remember His wondrous works. Why? Why should we do all these things? Well, verse 23 gives us a hint. It says, tell of His salvation. Well, we have the privilege of doing that on a weekly basis. We just got done doing that. We remembered His salvation. But we should be doing that more than just on Sunday mornings. It should be something that is constantly part of our mindset, just like giving thanks, considering our salvation. My brother gave me, we were talking a couple years ago, and the preacher at their church was talking about the gospel. And he goes, yes, I know I'm probably preaching to a bunch of believers, but to constantly remind ourselves of the truth of the gospel, it can apply to all sorts of different situations we face in our lives. And one of them is sharing it with others. Verse 24, another reason why we should do these things, His marvelous works. Declare His glory among declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. He has done marvelous things, and we need to share those things. We need to talk about those things with others. Think about some of the marvelous works He's done for you recently. Verse 26, He made everything. For the great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is beheld in all above all gods. Sorry, wrong verse. But God made the heavens. Verse 26. All right, it is the verse 26. End of verse 26. But the Lord made the heavens. He made everything, not just the heavens. And Brother Stephen Lee reminded us last week in the breaking of bread about how expansive, huge, and gigantic our universe is. And then he kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, the things that when I say smaller and smaller, we're talking about like the Milky Way galaxy, small, just tiny little specks of things, until he got down to us. And in all of this amazingly huge expanse of the universe, God chose to interact, to communicate, to love us. That's a reason to give thanks, to worship Him, to serve Him. And then verse 34, we have a final reminder. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. He has loved us. He does love us. He will always love us. He has loved us. He does love us. He will always love us. What a miracle. If that isn't reason enough, then I don't know what is. I really don't. So why do I remind us of these things? Things that we know. Things that we're aware of. Well, I want to take some time to glorify God, to praise Him, and to share with you some of the good things that God has done at Mountaintop Youth Camp. Labor Day weekend, there was a video put together, and I'm not going to show it because it's 22 minutes long. It's a slideshow. Kind of a history of the people that have been involved in the ministry over the years. The video is going to be showing in the fellowship area, or the slideshow. So if you go back there, take a glance of it and see if you can see some familiar faces. But I want to tell you some of the marvelous works that God has done over the past year and a half. Just some facts and figures to start out with. This will be the 62nd year that Mountaintop has been in existence. And in those 62 years, 45,000 plus young people have gone through the camp and attended throughout the years. And during that time, thousands of professions of faith have been made. There have been many that have been refreshed, encouraged, and energized in their faith as a result of their time there, not just the campers, but also those that are serving. Many of the campers that have gone through the camp have come back to serve as counselors. There's one sitting back there. They've come back as summer staff, kitchen staff, medical staff, directors, speakers, volunteers. It's really neat to see kids that have been campers in the past grow up and become counselors to serve on summer staff. Some of the campers that have gone through have gone into missions work or full-time ministry. There's also amazing things in the midst of COVID that God has done and allowed to happen during this COVID year and a half or so. Four of the cabins have had the bathrooms completely gutted down to the studs and completely renovated. Gone from linoleum floors that leaked and were kind of soft and spongy. So they're nice and comfy to walk on. It felt like you were walking on a nice, thick, plush carpet. Shouldn't have felt that way, but it did. And for those that have been there, and I don't want to be gross, but for those that have been in some of those cabins, as an adult, and I think Jack can attest to this, he's been there, when you would sit down on the toilet, your knees would either be touching the door or keeping the door from completely closing. So it was quite cozy in the stalls, shall we say. That is no longer the case. They have been completely redone. There's tile in there, so the floor is no longer soft and plush and spongy, but it is water resistant, easier to clean and maintain. That in and of itself would have been a good off-season project plus. But then we also tore off all the porches on those same four cabins and replace them with concrete instead of a wooden deck porch that has to be maintained and over time rots. There's now concrete there that, Lord willing, as long as I'm alive, will never have to be replaced. See, we're going for low maintenance here. The dining room ceiling was gutted and redone. Completely rewired, now safe, unlike what it was before. And it's bright. And it's beautiful. The kitchen had an addition added onto it, and that allowed for the walk-in freezer that we had to be moved from this side of the building over by the kitchen. So in the past, if you're working in the kitchen, you'd leave this side of the building where the kitchen is, you'd walk all the way through the dining hall and the storage closet to that side of the building to get something out of the freezer, then carry it all the way back across the dining hall. And if you wanted dry goods, you had to come out of the kitchen and walk over to a closet over here that you had to step up into a short door and make sure you didn't hit your head on. All of that is now actually in the kitchen. The walk-in refrigerator had finally decided it was done. It had served its time, and it quit. And so now we have a brand spanking new walk-in refrigerator right next to the walk-in freezer. And the kitchen is now bigger because the walk-in refrigerator used to be inside the kitchen. It's now in this addition just outside. So now there's another 90 to 100 square feet of room, usable room, no longer refrigerator. There was a new sound system donated and installed, and a nice sound booth, kind of like what we have, not raised, but a new sound booth built for it. And then storage rooms built on either up front. The screen that we have in the back, monitors, there's now three of those, two up front, one in the back. So kind of like here, when you're up leading singing like Jack does, you can look back and see the slide without having to turn around. And that all happened in a year and a half. And we were actually able to open for camp which was a miracle in and of itself. Now, we did have the 2 weeks of homeschool camp that we had to cancel because they're usually in May, and in May, the bathrooms weren't done yet. In fact, when we were up there for the 1 weekend for the work day, I walked through them, and I'm like, there's no way this is going to be ready for summer. There is no way possible by June these bathrooms will be operational. And miraculously, God allowed the guys who were working on it to get it done. I don't know how. All I can attest is it must be a miracle. And so I'm attesting to the miracles that God has done. But we had all the other regular weeks of camp with zero cases of COVID. Again, another miracle, because every other camp that I know of had some cases of COVID. But we had none, praise the Lord. We didn't have to send anybody home due to it. We were able to operate almost like normal. And that was an amazing praise as well. And so I want to take this time to give thanks to God for his marvelous works and the things he's done at Mountaintop. He's blessed in amazing ways, like I said, that only he could do. He alone deserves the praise for what has been done at and through Mountaintop. God has worked in hearts to give of time, of money, and of prayers. And there are hundreds of volunteers that give up time every summer. The calculation that I've heard is over 200 volunteers each summer camp season alone. Just for the summer camp season, 200 volunteers to make camp happen. And God is due the praise, the honor, and the glory for what he has done. Now, at this time, I want to show you the recap video from this past summer season, the 2021 summer season. We're going to watch that, and then after that, I will open it for questions if you have any, and then close in prayer. So, Glenn, any questions? Kind of neat towards the end of that video there, reading that passage about Nebuchadnezzar's response, praising and extolling God's name for the wonderful works that he has done. Well, if there's no questions, let's go ahead and close in prayer. And like I said, when you go back into the break room, watch that slideshow if you get a chance, because there's pictures of folks from here in there. And some of those shots are from when some of those folks were a bit younger than they are now. Father, we come before you. We thank you for who you are and for what you have done. We thank you that you are a great God, that you have done wondrous works, that you have done miracles, and that you continue to do that. We thank you that you love us, most importantly. You're due every bit of worship and honor and glory that we can give you. And even though we fall so far short of what you're truly due, we do bring you praise and worship. We ask that your name would be lifted high as a result of the things that you have done, that you have allowed us to be a part of, in a small way, your work. Thank you for Mountaintop and the ministry there for 62 years and the work that you have done in the hearts of children and adults throughout the years. I ask that that would continue. And also here at Fairbluff, we thank you for the decades of ministry that have gone forth from this place and ask that that would continue as well. That you would help us to have a burden for the lost so that we would be able to give you praise for salvation of souls. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.